To date, no U.S. president has been born in North Dakota. But this commander-in-chief's experiences there may be the reason he achieved the office. Our President's Week series on the American countryside continues after this.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Theodore Roosevelt was born in New York City, but he experienced a rebirth when he made a trip to North Dakota.
He had heard about the bison that were disappearing out here, so he wanted to come out and, as he said, bag one of those critters before they were hard to get.
Bruce Kay at Theodore Roosevelt National Park says that trip to western North Dakota in the fall of 1883 saw the future president get much more than a buffalo.
After he got his bison, he started talking to some of the ranchers. They talked him into the idea that one could make a lot of money out here if he got into ranching. So he invested in a cattle ranch. He became the principal owner.
Because he was a New York State legislator, he went home in the winter of 1883. But when he came back to visit his cattle ranch in 1884, much had changed in his life.
When he came out here in 1884, it was with a heavy heart. His wife and his mother had died on the same day, on Valentine's Day. A political defeat also gave him some thought that maybe he needed to think about other things to do.
Roosevelt's experiences in the North Dakota Badlands taught him lessons that would someday help him win the presidency.
T.R. was somewhat of a snob when he came out here. He didn't know how to deal with people very well, but out here he realized that he had to listen to his help. He had to take part in what he called the strenuous life. Through learning how to deal with people, through hard work, it helped him gain the presidency.
Roosevelt once remarked, "I never would have been president if it had not been for my experiences in North Dakota." Traveling the countryside in Medora, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.